USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The CDC announced relaxed mask guidance Tuesday for Americans who have been fully vaccinated. Those who have received both shots no longer need to wear masks outdoors unless they're in a large crowd among strangers. Speaking from the White House, President Biden encouraged younger Americans to go get vaccinated, saying things open up when you're fully vaccinated.
If you're vaccinated, you can do more things more safely, both outdoors as well as indoors. So for those who haven't gotten their vaccination yet, especially if you're younger or think you don't need it, this is another great reason to go get vaccinated now.
The CDC says nearly one-third of Americans are fully vaccinated, meaning they're 14 days past receiving their second Pfizer or Moderna shot, or their first J&J dose. This is USA Radio News.
This is good news, maybe exactly when you need it to. Right now, MediShare is waiving their new member fees. This could save you money on top of all that you'll save each month by becoming a member of MediShare. So many people are looking for a healthcare solution right now, seeing the cost of COBRA plans, for instance, and MediShare is the affordable alternative to health insurance. The typical family saves $500 a month. You might save even more. MediShare is a Christian community that shares each other's healthcare costs, and because of the current economic situation, they're making it easier than ever. Apply by April 30th and you can save an additional $170 on your first month. I'll give you the number here in a second, and if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to receive your additional savings. Maybe now is the time to make the switch like more than 400,000 people already have and start saving. Here it is. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
U.S. Navy vessels operating in the Persian Gulf fired warning shots Monday night at a group of Iranian military boats. The Navy says a group of Iranian fast inshore attack craft approached a pair of American patrol boats with unknown intent, coming as close as 68 yards to both ships. The USS Fireball and USCGC Baranoff issued multiple warnings via radio and other methods before the Fireball fired warning shots at the Iranian vessels, after which they moved away to a safe distance. It was the first time in more than 4 years that U.S. vessels have needed to fire warning shots at an Iranian ship. And President Biden has tapped Texas Sheriff Ed Gonzalez to head U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement. Gonzalez is the current sheriff of Harris County, the most populous county in the state of Texas. He's expected to face questions during his confirmation hearings over his decision to pull his department from a federal program to offer assistance to ICE in apprehending and deporting illegal immigrants. You are listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
A member of the Biden administration is being accused of sharing secrets with an Iranian official. Matt Spry has the story.
Former U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry is accused of telling Iran about Israeli operations, and now there are demands for him to be investigated and resign over allegedly telling America's secrets to an adversary. Republican Senator Marsha Blackburn from Tennessee on Fox News leads the call to remove Kerry.
This is something that deserves a Senate investigation. If it is indeed proven to be accurate, then John Kerry should seriously consider resignation. What really worries me a good bit is how you could see these despotic regimes emboldened to push back on the United States.
Kerry denies the allegations. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
And NASA says the astronauts of SpaceX's Crew 1 will be staying in space a few more days. After looking at weather forecasts, the agency has pushed back the return of the four-person crew from Wednesday to Saturday morning. The crew will leave the International Space Station Friday afternoon with a targeted splashdown around 11 a.m. on Saturday morning. NASA says the weather conditions, especially expected high winds, led them to push back reentry. NASA astronauts Victor Glover, Mike Hopkins, and Shannon Walker, and Japanese astronaut Soichi Noguchi have been on the ISS since November 2020. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.